After months of rumors and speculation, the birth of a new political party is now confirmed. The National Democratic Party, NDP, is said to be the brainchild of the Rawlingses. The yet-to-be-launched party has presented details to the Electoral Commission and expect the final certificate that will give it the mandate to operate as a fully-fledged political party. The new party has a flying dove holding on to the Jinyame symbol as its logo on the colors red, green, white and black, similar to that of the NDC, with the motto Justice, Unity, Peace and Progress. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the interim general secretary of the party, Dr. Manbwa Roxon, who confirmed this, said the decision to form the party is born out of NDC's decision to reject the tenets of June 4.
The Rawlingses are leading members of the National Democratic Party, which has submitted documents to form a new party. But as the rules stand, we need to fulfill certain obligations to be able to obtain a temporal license to be able to operate as a political party for the final certificate if we meet all the requirements of the Electoral Commission.
So when exactly should we see the formal birth of the NDP?
Well, it all hangs on when we are able to fulfill the requirement from the Electoral Commission.
What will be the vision and aspirations of the NDP if it is finally birthed?
Well, the vision that we have is to be a party of choice and a leading party in this country, where we will see social justice, accountability, probity and transparency in what we do. This country has come a long way from the 4th of June 1979 and the events of December 31st should have propelled this country into a middle income or a fast developing country. But what are we seeing? We are seeing a reversal of what June 4th has achieved. We are seeing a reversal from the tenets which were brought about by the revolution in 1981.
The managing editor of the Al-Haj newspaper, Alhaji Idrisu Baturi, who's been hinting of the formation of the party, has predicted its doom. He described the formation party as the Waterloo of the Rawlingses.
Much as I would have loved to feel vindicated, I am really sad. One of the reasons why we put out the story when we picked up intelligence was to dissuade or to persuade the Rawlingses not to destroy their hard-won legacy, a legacy they've built over the years, of course, aided by Ghanaians. Because why do I say that? If you have a former president for 19 years, you rule this country with your wife, 10 years out of the 19 years, we didn't have any parliament, you make laws for this country, we all obeyed. And then when we went to multi-party democracy, we again gave you 8 solid years uninterrupted. You ruled the country with your wife. Fortunately for you, after your party lost power, you helped galvanize your party to recapture power in 2008. Now Ghanaians are expecting that you play a statesman role in the whole scheme of things. And look at what is happening to our elder statesman. This is unheard on think of in the whole world, where you are the founder of a political party, not only a political party, a ruling political party at that, and then midterm in office you help your wife to float another entity, knowing very well that you have no slimmest of chances of even winning elections. Yet you want to take the party that you have helped to build back into opposition. That for me is very sad, and I see this as the Waterloo of the Rawlings.
Alhaji, would you say the Rawlings is are forming the party to win elections, or they just want to spoil the party for the NDC in the December elections?
They have no intention, and they know they can never win elections, because in the first place, they are not noted to be organized. Right from 1992 until 2008, the Rawlings have never been organized. They don't even know how to organize a political party.
A researcher at the Institute of African Studies, University of Ghana, Dr. Michael Kwesa White, says the Rawlingses, like any other Ghanaian, have the constitutional right to form a party.
I don't think that there is anything like a political earthquake under the current disposition at all. Former First Lady Mrs. Rawlings, like any other Ghanaian, has a constitutional right to form a political party if she is able to meet the requirements as demanded by the constitution. And so is any other Ghanaian having the same right. So I don't really see this as a political earthquake at all.
What do you expect a party of the Rawlingses to achieve in this short time to the December elections?
Well, I think that events are still unfolding. It started way back as a rumor, and now gradually the cover is beginning to peel off. Things are beginning to fall in place.
A researcher at the Institute of African Studies, University of Ghana, Dr. Michael Pezawhite.